It has dominated talk this morning. I think most of the country was watching it yesterday afternoon and into the night. It was the Australians winning their fifth World Cup. And as TK points out, it's their fourth World Cup in five. Such dominance. They were looking for a perfect performance. They nearly got it yesterday. Absolutely dominated the Kiwis from the start. And one of their star players was Brad Haddin. And he's been good enough to join us on the line from Melbourne. G'day, Brad.
Jay Smith, how are you, mate?
Yeah, very well. Congratulations from everyone on the performance of the side. And I think you made mention of it after the game. It was, you've been working up to a dominant performance, a perfect performance. Did you get it yesterday?
Yeah, I think we did. Our staff have been challenging us for the last probably month to play the perfect game. I think we probably had a lot of nervous energy leading into the two finals. But I think yesterday we probably played as good a game as we could.
Was it easier than you thought? Did you think they put up a better fight, or you were just too dominant?
In all honesty, we were pretty nervous going into the quarterfinal against Pakistan, and obviously the semi-final against India. But in all honesty, we were that comfortable going into the game yesterday that I think that we got there. And in all honesty, we're pretty comfortable going into it.
How big a wicket was that one on the fourth ball? The Brendan McCullum wicket. You know, you strike bowler Mitch Stark charging in, bowling 150 k's, and he knocks over the danger man from the other side. How important was that, Brad?
I think it's one of those coaches' dreams. We actually spoke about that at length in our team meeting about no matter what Brendan does, he's just try to just bowl Yorkers to him in the first 10 balls he bowls.
Right,
and Starkey, the class he's bowling at the moment, he executed and it was outstanding.
Fairy tale finishes in sport don't always happen, Brad, but for Michael Clarke, it was probably as good as you get, really, wasn't it? Winning a World Cup final, making 74 off 72 and just about there at the end.
Yeah, he was. He's had an outstanding one-day cricket. I think he's played close to 250 games. He got the send-off he deserved yesterday. He choked a little bit trying to get the win.
Come on.
Mate, we'll let him go with that after 250 games. But no, it was a great finale for him, and he deserves everything that comes his way in this one-day format.
Well, he made his announcement about his future in the ODI game and concentrating on tests. What about yourself, Brad? There's some speculation about what you're going to do in the future. What are your plans from a one-day cricket point of view?
Honestly, I'm enjoying the cricket I'm playing at the moment with this team. I'll sit down with my family and everyone and the close group of friends I have and probably you too, Jimmy, and talk about where I want to go with this the one day format. But I've got a few months to decide on that, and I'm comfortable and I'm just going to enjoy this for the moment. We don't play one day cricket for a long time, so there's no need to rush into a decision.
Mm. And what about the cricket ahead? I know it's hard to say it. You're just hours after winning a World Cup, but there's an important tour to the West Indies. There's an even bigger Ashes tour coming up very shortly. How quick will it be that the players start to focus on that?
Oh, no, in all honesty, we wouldn't do that justice if we thought about it at the moment. I'm looking at about eight guys out the front of me. If you pick them on the West Indies tour at the moment, it's going to be a very, very long West Indies international tour.
I'm sure. Hey, Brad, congratulations! Tremendous achievement.
I've got a special for you at the moment. I've got the man of the match in the one day final. I'd love to have a chat with you, Jim.
There you go.
All right, we'll get him on. James Faulkner. G'day, James.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Very well. Congratulations on that win. I guess that's dream come true stuff, boys' own annual, when you get man of the match in a World Cup final.
Yeah, look, I suppose man of the match is obviously fantastic. But more importantly, he won the World Cup and a lot of pressure on the boys to get the job done. At the end of the day, we did. So it's fantastic thrill and fantastic buzz in the group at the moment.
And, James, a little bit of a roller coaster for you, you know, with the injury as well, and there might have been that stage, or was there that stage where you thought, oh, my God, I'm going to miss a World Cup?
Oh, yeah, look, 100%. I said that last night after the game. I did the press conference. I said that there was obviously thoughts that went through my head to think that obviously I could be wiped out and someone would take my role, but the selectors gave me the opportunity to get back on the park, and the group backed me up, and Look, yeah, I'm obviously lucky to be in the position I am at the moment to obviously be involved in a winning World Cup team.
We heard about the plans for Brendan McCullum. Were there similar plans for Corey Anderson, who can be so dangerous for New Zealand in that middle order? Again, it was the full ball from you. Is that the way to bowl to that guy at that time?
Yeah, look, he obviously had a plan, had plans for him, but yeah, I said a pass off that I wanted to try and knock his, blow his hoof off, but I didn't blow his hoof off. I knocked his pegs out, so it was the same thing. But end of the day, everything I suppose went to plan, and we won, so everyone's obviously there.
Yeah, this bowling lineup at the moment and the whole side's so well balanced, but there's so much variety, and you've got to say everyone sort of played their role, didn't they? James, it just all fell into place.
Yeah, I think it will obviously, everyone was very eager to, for this day to arrive, or I suppose to come. Obviously, the semi-final when I suppose we end up getting home, but it was obviously a tough chase, and Riaz obviously bowled very well, and then the semi-final against India, that was obviously a very tough ask to defend that total. But at the end of the day, we ended up making the final, and I think we brought A game yesterday. It's no surprise, I suppose, we end up winning.
James, can you believe that old man Haddon was able to make that catch for Ross Taylor?
Yeah, I can't believe it. He's 46 at the moment. No. Look, he's been a fantastic wicketkeeper for us, and he's taken a lot of catch off me, but not only me, but every single other bowler. So, yeah, look, credit where it's due.
Yeah, absolutely. James, congratulations. To win the World Cup is something special. To be man of the matches in the final is out of this world. Really appreciate your time this morning and continue to enjoy those celebrations.
Thanks, boys. Anytime. Cheers.
James Faulkner and Brad Haddon there. So great to go into the Aussie camp, TK. Sounds like they were having a few of those drinks that Warnie mentioned last night, but we were lucky enough to go into the camp.
Well, been a long night for the guys celebrating, no doubt about that. James Faulkner, he's a spectacular cricketer. We mentioned about how well-balanced this side is currently, and now they are the World Cup champions in front of a record crowd for cricket in this country.